Are you struggling to hire diverse tech talent? After all, every organization in the world is now a tech company, and the ability to attract, hire, and retain tech talent from all backgrounds is critical to their success. Enter Hackajob, a reverse marketplace that actively vets engineers. We flip the traditional model on its head, meaning companies apply to engineers versus candidates applying to jobs, with companies getting an 85% response rate to candidates they reach out to, as well as exposure to tech talent that directly meets their organization's diversity objectives. Companies such as S&P Global, CarMax, and Sensor Tower are all using Hackajob. Why not join them? Go to hackajob.com/cheese to get your free 30-day trial today. Go to hackajob.com/cheese to get your free 30-day trial today.
Hide your kids. Lock the doors. You're listening to HR's most dangerous podcast. Chad Soash and Joel Cheeseman are here to punch the recruiting industry right where it hurts. Complete with breaking news, brash opinion, and loads of snark. Buckle up, boys and girls. It's time for the Chad and Cheese Podcast.
Because what happens in the red light district stays in the red light district. Hey, kids, you're listening to the Chad and Cheese Podcast. I'm your co-host, Joel Van Gogh Cheeseman.
This is Chad. Who gave me that fucking Jaeger bomb? So watch.
And on this week's show, LinkedIn plays games, self-checkout is fading, and who'd you rather? Let's do this.
Okay, listener, how can you help your employees become more productive? I have answers. How about automating manual and repetitive tasks, giving meaning to data, then allowing that data to actually drive decisions? And how about matching people to your jobs quicker?
Well, wait, the Chad and Cheese has a new LLM?
No, Cheeseman, I'm talking about TextKernel.
Ah, okay, that makes more sense. What I'm hearing is the groundbreaking concept of, wait for it,
yeah,
simplicity. Seriously, TextKernel cuts through the complexities like a tortilla chip through some hot nacho cheese.
Oh my God, really? Nacho references already. Anyways, TextKernel brings efficiency and productivity to your operations. TextKernel seamlessly unifies your tools and data to drive efficiencies and success.
TextKernel is creating new opportunities for your recruitment journey, kind of like adding guac to my barbacoa burrito.
Oh my God. How about extracting meaningful insights from data? I mean, that's something. Swiftly matching people with jobs, automating repetitive tasks. Who knew such advanced concepts were even possible in the land of human resources?
We did, Chad. We did. Dude, wrap it up. I'm a little hungry.
Imagine that. Okay, listener, get ready to use today's tech to drive efficiencies and productivity. Visit TextKernel.com. That's TextKernel.com.
Nachos. Yeah, I texted my wife that I had done a Jaeger bomb, and she said, what is it, your 21st birthday?
Oh, man. That was so bad. Yeah, when they came to the table, thanks, Bill Borman.
Yep.
Thanks, Bill Borman. They came to the table, two handfuls of Jaeger bombs. I'm like, what is this shit? Yep. What is going on here? I was just a welcome to Europe from Mr. Borman.
I don't even remember what's in a Jaeger bomb outside of Jaeger. Is it Bull? Is it Red Bull? Like what? Okay, Red Bull and awesome. Homeboy is not human. He's like the Winston Churchill. Have you ever seen the Winston Churchill daily diet?
Yeah,
it's like scotch and cigars all day, and he lived to 90. That's Bill Borman.
Yeah, except Borman doesn't do cigars. He just doubles up on the scotch.
Yeah, and the no sleep thing. I think Churchill got some sleep while he was busy fighting the Nazis.
But I mean, Borman's only like 30 years old, so
not
it's
true.
Taking a toll. It's taking a toll.
Yeah. He's not quite 90 yet. He only looks it.
I love that guy. Love that guy. Yeah, oh, good stuff. I also love Levin von Evenhausen and Rika Kopens isn't too bad either. My God, we had a blast yesterday.
What a great show. So, yeah, we failed to mention that we're recording from Amsterdam. We are at the E-Recruitment Congress.
Amsterdam.
Which is usually in Belgium, but they put it in Amsterdam this year. What a great conference. What a hidden gem that most of people in the States have no idea, or in Europe.
The Musikgebouw.
Yeah, it's this, you know, multi-billion dollar company, Bain Capital. They're growing this Congress. It could be it could be an up and coming thing that becomes mainstream for everybody, a la Recfest and Unleash. But great conference, and I love how they utilize us.
Yeah,
they put us in the balcony, a la old Muppet guys. And so many conferences, you get a presentation. And they like, does anyone have a question in the audience? And it's this awkward sort of moment where who's going to ask the question? What's it going to be? You got to run the microphone to the person that raises their hands.
It's just awkward.
Yeah. So with this setup, the presentation goes, they know they're going to get Q&A. They sit down on the couch. We hit them with a little banter, little questions. Mm-hmm. And I think it runs much more smoothly. I think more conferences should have journalists, podcasters, bloggers, whatever, there to ask questions right after their session. I think it's great.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, and I am ready, just about ready, to wrap up this whirlwind tour. Julie and I went to Vegas, and that's when we left the house. Then we spent a couple of days in Houston doing visa stuff for Portugal, and then we came straight here from Houston. Yep. So it's been a whirlwind trip. It's been a blast. The Europeans are amazing. They always make it fun, and they always want to show you around. Yep. Hope I get to see everybody. If I don't, I'm sorry. I'll see you next time.
It's so laid back and chill here. I love it.
Yeah.
So you're here for a few more days. You leave what, Saturday?
Yeah, leaving Saturday afternoon.
Yep. So I'm headed out. I've never been to Germany. So I said, I'm just going to take a few days, going to go to Dusseldorf, where Bill Bormann is going to be. I'm going to try to avoid him as much as possible. He's got a little vonk thing there. Apparently I'm doubling down on my penicillin so I don't catch the vonk while I'm in Dusseldorf.
Good call.
And then I'm headed to, we call it Cologne, but apparently it's Köln or Köln.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll be there for a couple days, flying out of there, coming back Saturday, and then we get a good month or so off of travel. So recovery time.
It is weird how Americans could try to Americify all the, and maybe it's not just us, maybe it's the rest of the English speaking world, but yeah, the way that you spell Cologne is K-O-L, the O has an umlaut, K-O-L-N, right? So Köln. But we call it Cologne. So I thought,
It's probably like Köln. Köln.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is an abbreviated show. We're both pretty hungover, which if you're watching on YouTube, you can figure that out. If not, it's definitely in Chad's voice. I think my voice might be a little better this morning, but we'll get back to the birthdays, but we cannot fail to mention that if you like free stuff, go to chadcheese.com, click the free link. We're getting new T-shirts printed up, so those will be going out shortly. We got bourbon selection from Tex Colonel, free beer from Aspen Tech Labs, and if it's your birthday month, you might just win
rum from
Plum. And if I can find the sound bite that everybody loves, we can maybe at least give people some of that.
Oh, there you go.
Can you feel the tension that in the air right now? I know I can. I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
I could feel a little KBOO in my plums last night. If you haven't enjoyed some KBOO, kids, that's right. The
Euro
Synth Sensation.
Oh, yeah.
KBOO. All right. If
you're in our socials, you've probably seen the KBOO.
That's enough of that this morning. Yeah, that's enough of that.
Want to thank, here Jan, who is here. We got to see him. And then also got to see Gerard from Tex Colonel t-shirt that you're wearing if you're watching on YouTube.
So I didn't see Gerard. I didn't get my Gerard time. I'm very upset about that. I got the Tex Colonel.
He was ducking in, trying to duck you.
He's a busy guy. I get it. Yes. I get it. He's a busy guy, just like the news from this week.
Topics.
All right. Little LinkedIn goodness. Reports say LinkedIn is venturing into gaming with puzzle-based experiences like Queens and Inference. Why do this, you ask? Well, they're apparently aiming to increase user engagement and deepen connections, expanding beyond its traditional professional focus. Chad, is LinkedIn just playing games here, or are they really serious this time?
Oh, it's so bad. Yeah, I get the whole sticky part, but this to me doesn't make any sense. And this is not going to, how's it going to deepen connections? I mean, I can see that, you know, maybe play Wordle.
Sounds like a Kenny Towers dialogue monologue.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Not to mention you're talking about professional network, which on the professional side of the house, you want to stay with productivity, and productivity and games don't kind of go together. So instead of doing my jobs, my job or my project, I'm on LinkedIn playing a crossword puzzle or some stupid shit. Who knows what kind of fucked up games LinkedIn's going to play. But I can't say it enough. LinkedIn needs to revitalize the platform itself. It needs to stop adding stupid shit on it. They've had the videos and the Instagram and the podcast and all these things that just kind of like were thrown there. And they haven't gotten any traction, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you could say they've been utter failures while the infrastructure that is LinkedIn is decades old. So I don't understand why they're spending so much time with these stupid little projects when they have a big issue. When the Titanic is sinking, you don't rearrange the deck chairs, okay?
Mm-hmm. I like that.
60% of the time, it works every time.
So when I first read this headline, I thought, oh, they're introducing some sort of like Tradeify, Pymetrics, visual assessment gaming thing. No, this is like chess or checkers on LinkedIn, which is, I just don't get it. Maybe it's a 20% extra time thing, but they would be much more served if they were creating some sort of visual assessment that people could take as part of their LinkedIn experience. So that was kind of a bummer. I agree with you. They need to focus on the blocking and tackling. Their job search sucks. We've talked about that pretty extensively. Stability of the platform, all that stuff can be improved for sure. Why they're wasting time and resources on games is kind of ridiculous. I mean, just open up an app store and have people develop games like Facebook if you're going to do that, which actually would be kind of interesting if LinkedIn opened up an app store. And you mentioned the video. Like, I actually think they may have bailed on video too quickly. Just from our video experience, the shorts that we put out are very popular. Had shorts. Maybe they could have put it within the feed as opposed to like just up at top. I mean, there are ways to increase engagement that video brings that they just scrapped. And I think that would be a much better idea, to bring back stories, just do it better. Learn from what TikTok and Reels has done to get more engagement. But yeah, I don't get the games. I think it's just really, really stupid. It was kind of seen in the wild. Maybe it's a experiment that got loose. It shouldn't have. But if LinkedIn becomes this games platform, like it could be a jump the shark moment. I don't know.
Well, I think what you're seeing is it's an advertising play, and they need people to stay on the platform longer to click on more shit, to at least see more shit, right? So you get the impressions that are playing through.
Yeah.
They're trying. It feels like they're trying their damnedest to be an advertising platform, right? With a bunch of professionals on it.
Fix the videos. Fix the shorts.
Yeah.
Fix the shorts.
You could do some things. You could do some really amazing things with videos. There are connectivity opportunities within LinkedIn. There always have been, right?
That's where ads are going. That's everyone's creating TikTok ads, Reels. Dude, I don't get it.
The LinkedIn lives, I mean, people do them, but a lot of them don't get, they don't really get the traction, but still they're using it. I think they could amp that up. They could use more of that. They could actually do like Riverside does.
Yeah.
We go into Riverside after it. We're done. We click Magic Clips and it creates like 20 different snippet videos of our podcast, it's easy, or an Opus clip or something like that. They could do something like that. You would have a, you know, your LinkedIn Live, and boom, you could turn shorts into, I mean, there's just, it's, it could be a content generating machine, but they're doing stupid shit like playing chess. But again, if they were doing something, I mean, I don't want to talk about the popping the balloon of Pymetrics, which I think is the stupidest fucking games we've ever seen. And they say this measures your risk tolerance. No, it doesn't. You're fucking stupid, right? We even heard Hilke Shulman, who spoke this week, who wrote the book on, called Algorithm. She was on the show a few months back, even talking about how stupid that shit is, right? If there was something that could be used, chess, you know, I mean, there are all these different things, rankings and whatnot, that would help understand, you know, maybe mental fitness or something of that nature, that might make sense. But I still think it's outside of the TAM of LinkedIn.
Fixed video. And by the way, Microsoft owns Teams, which is a video platform. Like, it can't be that hard to integrate some video shit. Partner, I don't get it. I don't get it. Well, let's take a quick break.
Okay.
I need another glass of water, and we'll talk a little. Who'd you rather?
Human resources is supposed to be about humans. I mean, it's right there in the name. But when your hiring team is more like an assembly line, glued to their computers, manually posting heaps of jobs everywhere they can think of, that human part feels nowhere to be found. This is a new era. Pando IQ takes the mind-numbing copy-pasting and nerve-wracking guesswork out of the job posting process. When you plan a hiring campaign with Pando IQ, you tell us who you need. Then, before you ever spend a cent, we predict what it will cost to find them. Pando IQ chooses the ideal recruiting sites from thousands of options, targeting the ones your next great hire frequently visits, then fires off your ads at precisely calculated times, surfacing the most relevant applicants for you to pick from. Now you're free to get to know the best talent, build great teams, and take care of your humans. Pando IQ will do the rest, so you can get back to doing what the computers can't.
For more information on Pando IQ, go to pandologic.com. That's pandologic.com.
All right, Chad, it's time to play a little game that we like to call Who'd You Rather? If you haven't heard us play this one before, we talk about two startups that have gotten funding, and Chad and I decide who'd you rather.
Hi, Poppy.
All right, let's play. Here we go. And then corner number one, we got Milan's Talentware, founded by Bain alumni. They've secured 800,000 euros for their AI-driven SaaS platform, which aids companies in talent management, development, and retention through personalized, skills-based approaches. Funding aims to enhance team and foster growth. That is Talentware. Next up, we have Nova, a freelancer hub. They've secured $1.75 million in seed funding. The startup aims to empower creative freelancers and bring gaps in talent management. The app facilitates connections, job postings, and career growth. So that gives us Talentware and Nova. Chad, who'd you rather?
Oh, this is a hard one. I'm going to let you go first. Either one of these guys, right, at 2 a.m., I'm not sure which one I walk home with. So I'm going to let you go first. I'm still thinking in my clouded brain, Jaeger brain this morning on this.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm going to stay consistent with Talentware. These sort of secondary players that look at bigger companies that have a lot more money, a lot more brand awareness, a lot more resources, you know, the lattices, the deals, the gloats, the list goes on and on, Bob. Look, talent management software is a very competitive space, and you can say like, well, they've proven the model. It's an in-demand product. But I just think when you bring a squirt gun to a gunfight, it's not going to end very well for you. My prediction is within 24 months, these guys will probably fold up or sell to a bigger fish. Nova, I originally thought, well, this is kind of like Kimuno, which has a head start. Maybe, you know, so I've never quite understood why Kimuno hasn't taken off more than it has. They had a great start helping with some directors' video production. But yeah. This thing is really interesting in the organic nature of it. So in less than a year, they've started as a private Instagram page, sharing job postings for freelancers. They've grown to over 19,000 followers, and they filled over 8,000 jobs and say that they've helped book nearly $10 million in work. They've got investors from Spotify, Tesla, and Burberry. It feels kind of like Craigslist, where they just kind of threw up something and the community embraced it and they've run with it. So for me, like where I think the better business might be the talent management, I think it's way too competitive for what Talentware is doing. So for me, Nova is a supernova, my friend, and that is what I'd rather.
Bad. Okay, so I thought Nova was interesting, especially spinning out of Instagram, an Instagram account.
Yep.
I mean, that's just, you don't hear that much, right? No. Well, this worked on Instagram. It's a great way to at least start to see if an idea gains traction. And they found traction, right? They did find traction. On the Talentware side of the house, you're right. Not to mention they're in Milan, right? So they're in Italy. Which means more than likely they are going to try to take this to Europe as a whole. Italy's not a great market to try to start in.
Yep.
There's not a lot of cash in Italy compared to trying to start in Germany or France or the UK, right?
Yep.
But then again, you have all the issues of languages and culture. And for me, again, for us learning a lot of this over the last, you know, few years here in Europe and working with a lot of European organizations, to me, with something like you said, that is so competitive, number one. Number two, the TAM is so big. Number three, it's in Europe. I mean, how much more complex can you fucking get?
Yeah.
They do have cash. They do have backers. They're smart dudes. But I think Nova has proven itself. It is a very small TAM, by the way. But I think they can grow out of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a there, right?
Yeah.
And when we're talking about Kommuno, I think one of the hardest things is, you know, the guys over at Kommuno, love those guys. They know the people in the industry. The only problem is they don't know the recruiting in the gig industry,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's where a lot of companies fall down, just because you know the industry that you're going into doesn't mean that you can recruit into that industry. You can gig into that industry. You can create technology that is sticky, LinkedIn, in that industry, right? So, yeah, I'm gonna go with the little, very small, although I think powerful, Nova.
What are you doing?
All right, that's two for Nova, everybody. And that closes another round of Who'd You Rather. We're going to take a quick break. Remember, folks, listen to the ads. There is no show without sponsors. When we get back, we'll talk a little self-service, and it may not be what you're thinking of.
Are you struggling to attract the talent you need today? Do you lack visibility into where your recruitment ad dollars are really going? There's a better way. Acquire ROI is a programmatic job advertising platform built to optimize your budget and supercharge hiring. Acquire ROI automatically manages and measures recruitment ads across job boards, so you can allocate your budget based on insights, not hunches. Get to quality candidates faster and cost-effectively scale hiring across roles, all while gaining complete visibility and control over your recruitment marketing investments. Say goodbye to manual guesswork, inconsistent performance, and wasted spending. And hello to optimized automated campaigns that produce qualified applicants. At Acquire ROI, we make job advertising easy. Visit us at acquireroi.com and start transforming your talent acquisition today.
All right, Chad, is this the end of self-serve checkout? Big retailers like Dollar General, Target, and Walmart are scaling back on self-checkout due to theft concerns and customer experience issues. Dollar General is removing self-checkouts from some stores and limiting purchases in others. Target implements express self-checkout with a limited number of items. And Walmart is toying with Walmart Plus members only getting self-checkout. Is this the end? And is full service back in, Chad? Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, we're in Amsterdam right now, so there's no such thing as self-service. You've got full service at the Red Light District. All you got to do is go window shopping, and there's full service right there. Yes. Yeah. This to me, and I hate to take a dark turn here, but this is what happens when the poverty line starts moving up. People start stealing shit. People aren't doing this. We're not seeing the rise in crime and stealing shit because they want the high quality Target, jeans or, you know, clothes or what have you. It's because they need the food. I mean, it's just it's one of those things. And they see gaps in security. So therefore, they take it, right? And they also called back to the article in around the pandemic, saying that the pandemic, it was great through the pandemic because they didn't have to have people. And obviously, you know, you had space and so on and so forth. But they were doing self-checkout way before the fucking pandemic, right? Yep. So I think we're seeing something happen here that people are trying to they're trying to associate to something that it's not. I think this is a poverty issue. I think that wages haven't climbed fast enough. Right. Yes, wages are getting better, but they haven't climbed fast enough. And they're definitely not climbing as fast as the fucking CEO pay that's out there. So we start seeing this kind of like spiral into the poverty. When the poverty line raises, we see these things happen. So it's unfortunate. It really is, because I think this is a societal problem. And when you're talking about some of these locations like San Francisco is a expensive fucking place to live. Right. I mean, it just is. And don't just think this is happening on the coast. This is happening everywhere.
That escalated quickly.
Sorry.
So I'll try to stay away from the politics of this. The other side of that argument would be that crime punishment has declined. Anything under $1,000, you can just walk out of the store and not get prosecuted. So is it the left argument or right? The fact is it's happening.
Yeah.
Earnings call after earnings call is like we're feeling this pain. There's shrinkage.
If people are hungry. People are hungry. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, but it's happening. What's ironic to me is we're going to employ more people because of this.
Yeah.
We're going to employ more people checking people out as a result of whether it's crime, poverty, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's a good thing. Not to sound elitist, I've never stepped into a Dollar General, but my impression is that they are not the best places in the world to shop. They're eliminating self-checkout altogether. So that means a lot more people employed by Dollar General, for better or worse. Mm. Target, and I've shopped at Target.
Yeah.
And people bring the cart to self-checkout, and it is like a snake line.
It's ridiculous.
It's waiting, and it's almost you're almost incentivized to go to the full service because there's nobody in line. So, I mean, Target, it feels just more like, yes, whether it's theft, I don't think there's as much poverty at Target or people that are desperate. It's just assholes who want to check out 48 items in the self-checkout. So good for them for saying, like, look, it's 10 items, which has probably always been 10 items. People just ignore it. The Walmart's a little odd to me. I know they want to be Amazon. I know they want these Prime members, these Walmart Plus members, and it's kind of a nice little incentive. They probably have an issue there as well with people loading up the cart and trying to get out. So ultimately, this means more jobs. It probably means a better shopping experience, at least for me at Target and all the moms, the soccer moms that are there, getting their, you know, getting their fragrances and their Dockers. I got nothing else but that. And I'm sorry, folks. I usually have a witty way to end the show. I'm hungover and I don't have one. I'm sorry, Chad. You got anything funny? You got anything funny to end the show? I guess we could just end in some K-Boo. That might be.
Oh, K-Boo would be K-Boo. Great. Right.
You're welcome, world.
You're welcome.
No witty ending. Just
this is Europe, baby.
Just some K-Boo.
I got to say, coming out of a lunch break straight into K-Boo was freaking awesome. I mean, and for those who weren't at the Congress, it was hilarious. Everybody gets back in after lunch. We're all, you know, you get kind of like the cloudy brain because all the blood in your head is in your stomach, right? So you can't think. Well, they wheel out K-Boo.
Yep.
You know, and it just like amps the whole crowd up, and that gets the whole the whole afternoon, sets the tone for the afternoon. So I think at least leaving, if you're listening, KBOO should be a staple. Should be a staple. Guy should get in his van from Finland and drive all those Korg keyboards to wherever they're having the e-recruitment congress every year.
Some of the most European shit I've ever seen. I was waiting for AHA and the Sprockets guys to come out and start
touch
jamming.
My monkey.
Oh my
touch
god.
My
did
monkey.
We just do a weekly show in less than 30 minutes? That's awesome. All right. Well, we'll see you next week, everybody. We out.
We out.
Thank you for listening to what's it called? A podcast. The Chad. The Cheese. Brilliant. They talk about recruiting. They talk about technology. But most of all, they talk about nothing. Just a lot of shout-outs of people you don't even know. And yet, you're listening. It's incredible. And not one word about cheese. Not one. Cheddar. Blue. Nacho. Pepper Jack. Swiss. So many cheeses. And not one word. So weird. Anywho, be sure to subscribe today on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. That way, you won't miss an episode. And while you're at it, visit www.chadcheese.com. Just don't expect to find any recipes for grilled cheese. It's so weird. We out!
How much do you understand the future of finance? I'm Jim Roos, a top 10 banking influencer and host of the podcast Banking Transformed, where we dive deeply into the rapidly evolving world of banking and financial technology. Join me as I interview industry experts, thought leaders, and innovators as they unravel the latest banking trends, disruptions, and game-changing technologies reshaping the world of finance. Redefine your understanding of the banking ecosystem. Subscribe now to Banking Transformed, available wherever you get your podcasts, and now available on YouTube.